Time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
So, it's New Zealand Music Month, and we're going big. Throughout the month, there's 5 weeks. We're going to have 9 acts perform on Freak the Sheep, and it's brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music and Rudy's Brewers of Beer. And first up, Frasers, who join us in studio. Yeah, stoked to have you here. I'm really intrigued to hear what we're about to hear.
It's going to be so boring.
So we were joking about that before, and joking about a disclaimer.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe you want to...
Disclaim?
Yeah.
Don't drive while listening to this music?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So while we push the microphones in and get the cameras ready... It'll give you enough time to pull over.
Nah, it should be okay, to be honest. It should be all right.
No.
May as well. We're going to do it?
Do it. Pull over. Give yourself 15 minutes to just sit there.
Boil the kettle.
Boil the kettle if that's your vibe. Yeah. And you've got that in your car.
Yeah, you know. There's a lighter plug.
Yep.
It's 12 volt, surely. 5 volt, maybe? Phones? Sorry, go on.
Oh, I've never owned a car, so
you'll know
more than me.
I don't know. I mean, I've only ever charged phones in cars.
Yes. We'll just move these microphones in and then we'll jump right into it. Stoked to have you here.
Thanks for having me. And so, Jordan.
Yes. Jordan, hello.
And everyone else. And Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
But yeah, we'll talk soon.
Right.
2 moments.
Thank you.
You're listening to 95BFM. Fraser's performing live in the 95BFM studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with help by NZ On Air Music and Rudy's Brewers of Beer. Yeah, let's move these microphones around.
Moving these microphones. I'm a techie now.
All right.
Woo.
Ooh.
How y'all doing tonight? Y'all feeling okay? I'm back. It's me. What's up? I'm here with Fraser's Boring Music, and I'm loving it. It's so beautiful.
Hey.
Thank you guys so much for being here, by the way.
Thanks, Lou. Okay. I'm ready to go.
Maybe could you introduce your entourage?
Oh, the entourage.
Slash the other half of the musical project as well.
Just like the TV show Entourage. I got all kinds of... I got a whole clique. I got a whole crew.
Got a whole entourage.
I got...
Who's Lou?
Who's Lou?
Yeah.
I got Lou. Who's Lou in the entourage? Yeah. Lou is Turtle in the entourage. Yeah, Lou's the redeeming character of the show. Everyone else sucks. And on synth, we have Jordan. Jordan's playing synth today. He's playing a very nice analog synth. Yeah.
And who are you, Jordan?
Have
you watched Entourage?
Nah, I haven't in a long time.
You have?
Yeah, I have watched it.
Keanu Reeves from Entourage. Turtle's the only character's name that I know. Because it's an animal. It's a cute animal.
Ooh.
Moral support.
We got Oscar here in a nice yellow jumper.
I've never seen Entourage.
That's fair enough. We got Benny. Benny was here on the last show. Benny can be part of the Entourage now because Benny's still here.
Yo, what's up, Benny?
Benny's part of the Hard and Fast show here on 95BFM, the 95ist BFM.
I love that one riff.
Yeah, that one riff.
Well, let's talk about what was going on
just then,
and maybe you could describe the sounds for people at home that you were each making. What parts do you?
What were you doing, Jordan?
I was making a bit of droney noise, I guess.
From a Waldorf.
Yeah. Just I don't know why I'm making a bit of noise, but in a note.
Yeah, it's essentially just tones. We got a bunch of tones going on. I got a mixer thingy, and we're reappropriating tunes that have been recorded in the past.
Live. By who?
By me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Fraser from Fraser's.
Yeah. And I'm a token.
He's the other member today. Yeah. He's Fraser today.
And I'm Lou, and I love Fraser's.
Yeah.
But not the cafe. I mean, the cafe is great. I love the music first and foremost.
What about the show?
Isn't that Fraser?
I never actually watched it that much, to be honest.
But yeah, it's just that. Exactly.
And let's dive into the thought behind boring music. What
is boring music?
Well, no, what intrigues you about
boring music?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Genuinely, music that has function I find quite interesting. So taking it away from, say, just like a... you know, like a song as a thing, and putting it more towards something that you can put on in the background or uses something to aid something else. Like I wanted to make some music that aided sleep or like study or, you know, some sort of like focus. I've got a strong habit of being unfocused.
Mm-hmm.
And music seems to help some of the time, you know, take around some of the background noise. So, yeah, the idea of making interesting background noise. Or the idea of making background noise.
Mm.
Also just listening to lots of tones all the time. You know, like, there's lots of, I mean, you know, redoing music that people made in France in the 70s. That's what I'm trying to do. But here today on my laptop.
Favorite frequency?
Favorite frequency? One
tone.
the brown frequency, the one that makes you, yeah.
And there was some field recordings in there as well, right?
Yeah,
those are mine.
Yeah, Jordan did all the field recordings and put them on my computer, and I've just been using them without his approval for ages.
Not so good. You have my acceptance.
You're about to get texted.
I got like 22 of them or something called field. 1 to 22.
Clear your royalties, kids, for all you hip hop producers out there. Just like make sure you're clearing your royalties, so like no one's coming after you.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes a good field recording for you?
I think it's like it's like where you are at the time. Like some of the ones I have from the folder that I gave to Fraser have a quite visceral context to it. Like where I'd be sitting somewhere and it's like quite a personal place or something. So it's like, to me, it holds truth to it, but like to someone else, I don't know, they just hear a fucking footstep and like some leaves. But I'm like, I don't really give a shit if you don't relate to it. But it's like,
it does sound good.
Yeah, I reckon.
You must give a shit to some point because you're putting it in there for other people to listen to, right?
Yeah, but like most of the stuff
I'm putting it in there for
yeah, but like
he doesn't know
most
that
of the stuff that I make
there.
I make for myself and like for reading or going for like a bike ride or something.
Music for function.
Yeah, music for function. You know, it's like it's void of structure. Ooh. As well.
Full circle.
It's good.
Yeah.
So which ones have you taken
of his field recordings?
Yeah, like do you know what ones he's using?
Yeah, I think this one, that one that was in there.
I could just tell you. That one's, this one's 19. This one's just
yeah,
field.
Yeah, that'll be in Queenstown somewhere. Yeah. I think that's like
they're all from the same time. They have very little,
one
say,
of them,
like, road sound recording.
One of them has,
noises.
Like, a beat that was, like, flying around the microphone, and then, like, 5 seconds later, you hear me kind of, like, grunt, and then, like, run over to the thing, and then, because I was, like, wearing headphones, but, like, it sounded like it was right there. It wasn't.
One of them's got some wind, and, like, it's real calm. And it goes from being, say, like, negative 30 decibels to being, like, 2 decibels. It's real crazy. It goes, like, phages.
I think that's the jet boat on the lake.
There we go.
Yeah. That's what I love about them as well. You can, like, you have so much distance.
Yeah.
When you know what those, like, that configuration is so beautiful.
The stereo classic Tascam mic.
It's why.
Yeah.
The Zoom.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, is it the one where you can adjust the...
No.
Are they straight up or are they across?
No, it's
yeah, true. Good recorders.
They're great recorders.
Yeah.
And they're finally coming down in price as well.
Yeah.
And actually, though, I've got an iPhone 5S or something. And the mic off that is pretty amazing. Mm. Like, I've got some massive recordings using just my phone. Like, and all sorts of stuff from Water Sounds to... like people and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. So I think as a yeah, it's good. Hey, thanks.
I guess something I was wondering was, how do you end up making music like this?
Anxiety. You know, if you just don't leave the house for ages and you just start making tones. Also, like, the idea of making modular synthesis at home on Ableton, so just trying to like recreate trying to create things that would use, you know, something that I don't have, trying to make things like that.
Well, you use like operator synth and makes them real nice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ableton has a like an inbuilt instrument called have you ever used Ableton?
No.
It's got an inbuilt instrument called the operator synth, which has 4 oscillators.
Yep.
And it uses like additive synthesis. Anyway, you can make, you know, like a heaps of, it's got all sorts of stuff. And yeah, kind of like a process of kind of like one part trying to figure out how to use the DAW and one part trying to just make like Like if you make a 20 BPM MIDI note that's 100 bars long, it's going to be like 15 minutes. And if you can make that one note kind of interesting enough that like adding one other note over the top of it will be doubly as, you know, like something that's yeah. I mean that whole thing, like it's going to be as boring as it is interesting, kind of as it is to make. Like I'm just dealing with one note for ages. It's fun.
There's something to be said for limitations, right?
Yeah. Mm. But I mean, like, it's dealing with something like Ableton, there's very little limitations that I can think of. And kind of, I guess, therefore making your own limitations in that, like, trying to figure out actually what you want to make. I have too many problems of not knowing what I want to make and then just making something silly, which is fun.
Mm. Cool.
Also, not productive. what's productivity and creativity?
How do you define success?
Exactly. Progress isn't linear.
Here we go.
Should we do this other one?
Yeah, I reckon. Are you hiding behind the screen there, Ben? Yes, he is. What was the name of that first track? Does it have a name?
That first track's called Music for Fraser's Music for Zach 2.
Rock on.
Yeah, because I made it for you. For today. This one's called If with two Fs.
Cool. Hope you don't.
Maths, discrete maths. Google it. Google if with two Fs.
Holdfire will start this live performance once we move the microphones in and get the cameras ready. 2 seconds.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!